Coming up next on CBS Sports, the NCAA Basketball Championship Selection Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Greg with a special episode of Presents right here on our Podbean feed. And we're going to get to some of the stuff later because I actually recorded some stuff before our taping on Friday, last Friday, which was on March 15th. This is not going to be a before the show. It's not going to be officially counted as such because there was some stuff that I didn't include in the recording. But you'll get a roughly maybe 30 minutes of what we talked about before we recorded on Friday. But I want to talk a little bit about the NCAA basketball tournament. Yep, it's tournament time. And at the time I'm recording this, it is the first day of the first four. So we got Wagner playing. Hold on a second. Tonight. And wait, how's my ballot incomplete? I thought I made my ballot on Yahoo earlier. So, okay. Well, this is going to be fun because you're going to hear me do my ballot while I'm recording this segment. But tonight's first four games, edit after the fact, I meant bracket, not ballot. Whatever. We got Wagner against Howard. And then the second game tonight as I'm... Jeez, USA Today. What? Look, now USA Today won't let me look at this because I got an ad blocker on. But I don't have an ad blocker on. What the hell, USA Today? Okay. Well, that's settled. Wagner against Howard tonight, Tuesday as I'm recording this. And then Colorado State and Virginia later on tonight. And then tomorrow, which would be today as you're listening to this on March 20th, we got Grambling State against Montana State and Colorado against Boise State. And those are the first four games from Dayton. So, okay. Since my Yahoo bracket didn't complete, even though I said it yesterday, let me do it here for you guys. So, I figure this might be fun to fill out. So, alright, let's go into the East region. Number 1, UConn against number 16, Stetson. Well, it's pretty obvious. I'm going to go with the defending champions here. Number 8, Florida Atlantic, who was in the Final Four last season, against number 9, Northwestern. I'm going to go Florida Atlantic on that one. San Diego State against UAB. So, wait. We got 3/4 of last year's Final Four in one region. Well, okay. Alright. Seems reasonable, I guess. We could have a potential rematch of last year's title game between UConn and San Diego State in the Sweet 16. So, San Diego State against UAB. UAB looked dominant, but they were playing like an 11 seed in Temple in the American Final. So, I don't think that was really a impressive game to me if I wanted to make a pick. Oh, you dominated in your conference championship, but you were going up against a team under 500. No. I'm going to go San Diego State here. Auburn and Yale. Chuck would kill me if I didn't take Auburn, so there you go. BYU and Duquesne. I'm going to go BYU's 22-9, Duquesne's 20-11. I will go with the upset here, and I'll go with Duquesne. And then Illinois against Morehead State. You know what? I'm going to go Morehead State because Eric Duncan. Yeah, Eric, sorry, but I'm going against you, and I'm going with the upset here, Morehead State. So, cry about that. Washington State, the reigning Pac-2 football champions, at number 7 against number 10, Drake. I will go with Drake because they're 28-6. So, pick them. Iowa State against South Dakota State. We got the Cyclones against Jackrabbits. I'll go Iowa State here. So, round of 32, I have Connecticut against Florida Atlantic. Connecticut. Auburn, San Diego State. Go Auburn here. Duquesne against Morehead State. I'll keep Morehead State going. And then Drake against Iowa State. I'll go Iowa State here. UConn against Auburn. UConn. Iowa State. And then I'll take UConn in the East against Iowa State in the regional final. Now we go to the South region. Houston against Longwood. Number 1 against 16. I'll go Houston. So the 8-9, we got Nebraska at 22-9. Texas A&M at 18-13. Well, since I watched Nebraska in the Big Ten tournament and I was impressed by them, I'll go with Nebraska. Number 5, Wisconsin against number 12, James Madison at 30-3. I'll go with the upset here in this bracket. I'll go with James Madison. Duke against Vermont. I'll go with Duke. NC State against Texas Tech. NC State at number 11. Winning the ACC, beating North Carolina as like a 10 seed against Texas Tech. I'm going to have their luck carry over. I'm going to go with NC State here. Kentucky against Oakland, the 3-14 matchup. I'm going to go with Kentucky. And then we have Florida playing the Boise State, Colorado play-in winner. I will pick the play-in winner in this one. And then Marquette and Western Kentucky, I will pick Marquette. So we got in the round of 32 in the South, Houston and Nebraska, I'll go with Houston. James Madison and Duke, I'll go with... This is a toughie. I don't want to pick against my sister-in-law's team, but remember, James Madison is 30-3. Screw it, I'll pick Duke here. And then Kentucky and NC State, I'll go with Kentucky. And Boise State and Marquette, I'll go... Marquette, Houston and Duke, I will take Houston, and then Kentucky, Marquette, I'll take Kentucky, and then I'll take Houston and Kentucky. Let me just see how they match up. All right, Houston's only lost 3, Kentucky's only lost 8. I'm going to go Houston. So there you go, I've picked 2 number 1 seeds so far. Now I'm going to go with the West region. North Carolina against the Howard and Wagner winner. Obviously, North Carolina. Mississippi State against Michigan State. Take Michigan State here. St. Mary's against Grand Canyon. St. Mary's. Alabama against Charleston. I will go with the upset in the 4-13 game. I will go with Charleston. Clemson and New Mexico. Go with Clemson. Baylor at number 3 against Colgate at number 14. Take Baylor here. Dayton and Nevada. I will take Nevada here as the 10. And have them advance. Arizona, number 2 against Long Beach State. Take Arizona. I'm going to go with an upset here. I think this is going to be a trap game for North Carolina. I'm going to go Michigan State here. And Chico can and scream at me all he wants, but you know what? This is my bracket, not his. I'm going with the Spartans here. I'm going to have them advance to the Sweet 16 here. And we got St. Mary's and Charleston. Go with Charleston. Have a 9-13 matchup in the Sweet 16. Why not? Clemson against Baylor. I'll take Clemson. And then Nevada against Arizona. I'll take Arizona. So now in the Sweet 16 in the West, I have Michigan State against Charleston. And I gotta go Michigan State here. I know Charleston has like 25 wins. But it's like, I can't justify putting a 13 seed in the Elite Eight. I'm sorry. So I'll take Michigan State here. Clemson and Arizona. Go with Clemson. So now I got a 6-9 regional final here between Clemson and Michigan State, which, honestly, given what happened last year with all the top seeds going out, this could be a realistic regional final here. So, what do I go to? We'll go with Clemson. I'll take Clemson to go out of the West. So, now we go to the Midwest region. Purdue against the play-in winner in the Grambling game. And Grambling against... Who are they playing? Oh, Montana State. Duh. I will say this, if Purdue does not win this game after they lost to St. Peter's in the Sweet 16 2 years ago and they lost to Fairleigh Dickinson last year in the round of 64, that Purdue coach is going to get so much crap and he might get fired if they lose. If they lose like either the first round or the second round, he's on the hot seat. So there's a lot of pressure for him. And I'll be cautious. I'll take Purdue here. 8-9, we got Utah State against TCU. I love TCU. I love Super Frog, but I got to go with Utah State here. Just for the fact, Merlin Olsen. It's Merlin Olsen's alma mater. So, when in doubt, you go with the alma mater of Merlin Olsen. We got Gonzaga against McNeese, the 5-12 game. Go with Gonzaga. Kansas against Samford. Samford is 28-5. Kansas is 22-9. I usually take records into effect when I'm making my brackets, even though it really doesn't matter and should go by. And I'm looking at Yahoo. Samford had one game against the top 25 this year, and they lost. Kansas was 7-4 against the top 25. And Kansas has a better defense. They've allowed 68.6 points per game. Samford has allowed 74.1. I will go with the Jayhawks here. So 6-11 game in the Midwest. We got South Carolina and Oregon. I will go with the Gamecocks. And then Creighton against Akron in the 3-14 game. Go of Creighton. Texas against the winner of the play-in between Virginia and Colorado State. It's funny that the two Colorado teams, the big Colorado teams, Colorado and Colorado State, are in the play-ins. But they didn't have any room for St. John's or Seton Hall in the tournament selection. Okay. Take Texas here. Tennessee against St. Peter's. St. Peter's back in the tournament as a 15 seed when they went all the way to the Elite Eight 2 years ago. Obviously, this is a different coaching staff than 2 years ago. This is a St. Peter's was like 16-13. Tennessee is 24-7 going to the tournament. There's a possibility Lightning could strike twice, but I'm going to be taking the safe bet here with Tennessee. So second round, I have Purdue against Utah State. I'm going to go with Purdue. And then Gonzaga against Kansas. I'll go with Gonzaga. South Carolina against Creighton. I'll take Creighton here. Tennessee against Texas. I'll take Tennessee. So now I got 1-5 Purdue Gonzaga. This is where Purdue's out right here. I'm going Gonzaga. And then Creighton against Tennessee, I'll take Creighton. So I'm going to take the low seeds in my two Midwest regional Sweet 16 games. Now I got Gonzaga against Creighton. So let me click on the matchup button right here. Okay, evenly matched in defense. Gonzaga 68.7 points allowed per game. Creighton 69.5 points per game. And then Gonzaga is 24-6. Creighton's 23-8. I'll go with the Zags. So here we go. We got in our two final four games that I picked. I got Connecticut against Clemson, so I'll take Connecticut. Houston against Gonzaga. I'll go with Houston. So I got Connecticut against Houston in the final, and I will go with Connecticut repeating as champion, and I will set my final score as the tiebreaker as 70... No, Connecticut scores a lot of points. Let me just look at the matchup. 81.1. Okay, so I will go 89 points for Connecticut, 81 for Houston. And is there... Okay, save bracket. There you go. I should have done that last time. I did not realize there was a save button bracket on Yahoo. So there you go. That's my bracket for the national championship. Good. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have the segment from Friday that I recorded right before the taping of our latest episode coming up on Thursday, and we'll be back in a bit.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Sunday.
You come here often?
Used to.
Barbara Stock returns.
Want to get married?
My, the plot thickens.
The season premiere of Spencer for Hire.
What are you looking at? Never saw a guy stuck with a fish before.
Tom Hanks, John Candy, and Daryl Hannah.
She's really hungry.
Splash, Saturday. Sunday, say hello to Dolly with Oprah, Pee-wee, Dudley Moore, and Hulk. All coming to the premiere of Dolly. Then. Dennis Weaver premieres as Buck James. Right after the premiere of Dolly Sunday.
Saturday, America's finest golfers tee off against European greats in match play for the Ryder Cup. Then, on ABC's College Football, second-ranked Nebraska takes on defending Rose Bowl champs Arizona State. Game coverage begins with ABC's College Football Today.
Tonight's movie... Ghostbusters will continue in a moment.
See this long row of junkers? It's not too tough a road for the famous Ford Bigfoot, but can a regular Ford 4x4 drive over it carrying a Chevy? Watch as the Ford starts to claw over the twisted metal. Only Ford has twin traction beam front suspension, and this year only Ford has a complete line of multi-port fuel-injected engines. Yes, the Ford makes it over the torture road and joins its big brother. Ford, the best-selling pickup in the world. The best-built American truck 7 years running. Built Ford Tough.
New Nine Lives Tender Meals presents The Morris Report. Cats all over America are telling Morris about new, better-tasting tender meals.
Morris, you doll. Better-tasting tender meals is making it big in the Big Apple.
Morris, my boy, frankly, I'm as finicky as you, and this year Tender Meals is the belle of my bowl.
We've tried them all, Morris, but we love better-tasting Tender Meals.
Nine Lives Tender Meals, your new taste speaks for itself.
All right, so now we're going to go into the recording that I made on Friday before the taping of our latest episode that's coming up on Thursday. And some context before we start this, since this is going to be lost in the audio. I made as my background as a surprise for Mike the still image of Messi the dog from the Oscars clapping with his fake paws that some handler had down below his seat for Robert Downey Jr.'s Oscar win for Oppenheimer. So that's the context there. So here we go. Let's go into the recording I made back last Friday before taping our latest episode coming up.
What the hell is your background?
It's Oscar dog.
No. Oscar. Well, I didn't watch the Oscars.
There was a dog in this movie, and during the Oscars, they cut to the dog, and he had fake paws applauding to Robert okay. Downey Jr.'s Oscar win.
That does remind me of another dog. I'll try to find a picture of it.
Do you know what this dog's name is?
What is it?
Messi, as in the soccer player.
As Lionel. Oh, God, what the f*** was this dog's name? The dog's dead, but... Oh, gosh.
The dog's dead, but that's not... The dog's dead. That's terrible.
Let's see here. Hold on. If I can find the damn. Oh, gosh. This is close to 20 years ago. There was a dog, and they used to make fun of him on, like, The Soup. Because he stared at stuff, looked just like that dog. And I can't remember. Was it like, wasn't like Snorts. It was Sparks. Or... okay, shit. You just, hey, hold on. Oh, gosh. And I think it was Animal Planet. Let me see if that gets me anything of The Soup. Stains! Yes. That was close. Sparks, Stains. Stains the dog. Oh, my gosh. So, okay, from it's me or the dog. Okay. Let me put this in the chat. All right. F*** you. YouTube ad blockers are not allowed on YouTube. F*** you.
Yeah.
Get premium.
That involves money. Okay.
But you get YouTube Music, so.
I don't care about YouTube Music. I uninstalled YouTube Music off my phone. Okay, oh. So I'm sorry?
No, forget it.
No, I want to hear what you said.
I said boo you!
Oh, boo me.
Boo you!
Let's just remember, I'm a financial literacy teacher, and I do stupid
and
shit.
And you like money, unlike me.
Check the chat, because I put Stains the dog in there. Don't tell me that dog doesn't remind you of Stains.
What the f***? Is it?
Like I said, it's a show from like 15, 18, 20 years ago, and Stains the dog, he got real famous off of The Soup. But don't tell me that dog doesn't look like the dog that's in your picture.
No, that dog looks strung out. He looks nothing like Nessie the dog.
Well, okay. So I do have three exhibits.
That
three
dog
of...
looks like... Hold on. That
yeah,
dog
I've
looks...
seen your exhibits all week, dude.
Let me just say this. This dog looks like it took a 3-day crack bender, and it looks like it wants some more crack.
Which one? Oscar dog or Stains?
No, the Stains one.
Yeah, Stains has patches all over his face.
Oh, but Stains is hilarious back on, like I said, It's Me or the Dog. Used to be on The Soup back then. Okay, so three exhibits why I can't be trusted with money. A.
Nice.
B.
Nice.
And the big one. The big man. C. So, okay, don't
but
tell
have
me.
You, but have you created a sort of diorama/scene where all three of them are involved in some zany misfits?
Does a diorama need a background necessarily? Because there's no background here, really.
Yeah.
No, I have not had time this week to do all three. Oh, by the way, since I removed my background, since you saw that, I'm going to put up my background for this evening.
Okay, the show takes place in 1973. This is from 1976. I don't give a shit, okay?
Well, here you go. There's mine.
Life on Bruno.
Life on
Bruno. Yeah.
Versace on the floor. Come here, come here, come here.
I've been locked out of hell.
If I had time, I would have actually like photoshopped her like living on his forehead, really living on Mars.
Life on Bruno Mars.
Oh, one more thing for show and tell that I haven't even posted online yet. So you guys are getting a real sneak peek. Let me get rid of Bruno for a second. So I told you the last week, but I didn't post it. I told you last week the Charge had their I went to the Charge game on Saturday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Boom.
Nice. Travis and Jason.
And the thing is, I was in line like an hour and 10 minutes early and I got shut out. But the weird thing is, my cousin and his family were there. So they said, yeah, did you get a bobblehead? And I'm like, no, I even though I was in line for like an hour and 10 minutes, I didn't get a bobblehead. And I was really close to the line, so I don't know where the hell the bobbleheads went. So one of the kids gave up their bobbleheads to me.
Oh,
I think as a late birthday present.
Well, that's nice.
So, yeah, that's staying in the box right now because it's going for a lot of money on eBay.
Oh.
It's like a legit, like, $100 bobblehead.
Hmm.
Even though supposedly the paint is, like, the paint job is, like, really bad, peeling off. And then the Cavs are giving another away a variant bobblehead with a special package this coming Tuesday? Yeah, the 19th or the 20th, either Tuesday or Wednesday. That one has sold for like $300, $400 on eBay. I just don't know if I want to go to a game, and I don't know if I'll sell it, though. But I don't even know who the Cavs are playing. Because they've been on the road. But so that, since I'm on vacation the next 2 weeks, I think that may be an idea, is maybe go to a game and just have a little fun while I'm off. Let me see here. Cavs and Heat Wednesday. The Heat Wednesday. And then, okay, so it must be Wednesday. So the 20th. Okay. So there's that.
What the?
Yeah, stains. Well, again, it's like 15, 20 years old from Soup, but yeah, Stains made a number of appearances on the Soup, and Stains just looks at the cupcakes, doesn't touch the cupcakes. Stains was a good doggy.
I gotta look back. Okay,
but does Stains have an Oscar? I don't think so.
No.
Shut up, Stains. He could get an acting Oscar. Look, seriously, look at Stains in action.
Okay, let me go for. I didn't even know Russ got injured since the last time.
So, oh no!
We'll do a cold open. He got injured about 2 weeks ago. He broke his hand against the Wizards.
Against those bums.
Well, the good news is we're gonna have Joey Gallo back soon.
It's the Joey Gallo update,
Mike. Yeah. You're excited for Joey Gallo to come, right?
I'm thinking about doing a different segment this year. Is Joey Gallo even going to make the team? He's with, I think, do we say the Senators? Or the Senators? Am I living in the fucking 60s? The Nationals.
You're living the same time warp that Sam Tyler's in.
Oh my gosh. Where did I come with the Senators? I know I'm a fossil, but I'm not that much of a f***ing fossil.
He's on the Nationals.
Is he guaranteed, or did he sign a minor league deal? I think I saw he signed a minor league deal.
Well, he's two home runs away from 200, so... Oh!
Oh, good! That means he's going to be at a number that Manny... Or not Manny.
Oh!
Jose Ramirez has already passed.
God, guys, 6 hours ago from rotoballer.com.
6 hours ago.
6 hours ago.
Joey Gallo to serve as everyday first baseman for Nationals.
Oh my gosh.
1 year, $5 billion.
Can you imagine the 200th home run for Joey Gallo is going to be so epic?
I'd love to get paid $5 billion to be adequate.
Hit 170. Not even adequate. A career batting average of 197, 521 career hits, 198 home runs.
And 98 doubles. He's 100. He's two doubles away from 100.
Let me just see what. 38% of his hits have been home runs. Oh, this is going to be his 10th year in the league. Wow.
Not 10th full year, but.
Whatever.
Well, but the thing is, 10 is a big number. You know that.
I do
because
know that.
That's when they get insurance, or not insurance, yeah. But insurance for life. So what does, let me see what Baseball Reference says in terms of how much how long he's played. 7 years and 103 games. So he's about 2.5 years away from getting 10 years of service time.
Let me just see.
Wait, nicknames. JoJo or Pico de Gallo? I've never heard him called Pico. It says here, I'm looking at Baseball Reference. Nicknames JoJo or Pico de Gallo.
Oh, JoJo. He must be a really
JoJo,
big
I get. Pico de Gallo sounds like some Chris Berman.
But no, Pico de Gallo. I'm guessing it's Gallo, but, you know, it's Pico de Gallo. See, I get the Pico de Gallo. I don't get, well, I get the JoJo because, you know, his name is Joey, but Pico de Gallo.
He's hitting 150 in spring training so far.
And he's the starting first baseman for the friggin' Nationals. Don't tell me they don't, wait, no, that's not great. Don't even lie. I want to know who,
great.
No, I want to see who's on their roster and why they
that's
can't
great
find another.
For me, 'cause...
No, wait, Joey Meneses, they're starting Gallo for Joey Meneses? He
yes.
But... Oh, no. No, Joey, listen to these, don't tell me. Listen to these numbers that he put up last year. 275, 13 homers, 89 RBIs. Don't tell me that's not bad production for a no-name first baseman on the Nationals, who was a 30-year-old rookie the previous year.
Yeah.
And also, hold on, wait, since we're talking about Joey Meneses, okay, I don't have my Joey Meneses autograph card that I got out of 5-star a couple weeks ago, but Joey Meneses is an, here, they're under these cards.
Oh.
Yeah. I've got so many cards on the side, I need to, like, organize and thin the herd a little. Yeah, okay. Joey Meneses, right there. So, you know, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass!
It's like, here, cool. Whitney Houston, the voice of a generation, one of the greatest singers of our lifetimes, died prematurely. And what is she going to be remembered for?
On this podcast,
kiss my ass!
Again, how another thing that the soup made popular.
Kiss my ass! I got a question. Because they're showing on SmackDown the most played superstars in 2K24. Like, how would they know? I guess maybe the online connection, maybe. Like, who's playing who.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know. Oh, on Freeform right now, they're playing Family Guy, Joe's Revenge. The criminal who put Joe in the wheelchair becomes a fugitive. Quagmire, Joe, and Peter try to hunt him down.
I remember that episode. That was an okay episode. It was just okay.
No, it was good because in the end, Joe paralyzed the assailant. Yeah,
that's right.
Well, not just paralyzed him, but killed him.
Killed him.
He killed him.
Oh,
he killed him. He killed him dead, man.
That's one thing that I have not gotten used to is Family Guy on Wednesdays now. Thank heavens for DVRs.
Well, I... Hold on a second. Okay. Do you think the person that paralyzed Joe didn't like wings?
No, I bet you didn't like B. Arthur... as voiced by Alex Rocco as Joe's training coach.
You never make it, Joe. Why don't you just give up?
Oh, that reminds me. Last weekend, Simpsons was doing a whole bunch of Oscar and movie episodes on FXX.
Yeah.
And the episode came on when the founder of Itchy and Scratchy was fighting the production
Rocco,
company and Alex Rocco plays the head of the production company. Yes.
Roger Myers.
Yeah.
Roger Myers. And I'm just sitting there and I'm just in my head. I'm hearing Greg doing, Joe, you're never going to make it. It's like, oh no, you've really gotten to me.
But you know, the funny thing is Kirk Douglas played the guy who's Peter Richie and Scratch. All he wanted was a solid gold house and he got it.
Yeah. And what does he do with it? He sits in front of it.
He sits in front of it. That's the dream.
Beyond that, he did something else where I think he's like, you know, do you want your hair combed or something squeegeed? So it wasn't just the gold home. He still had the bum in him. I was just looking for stills of Roger Myers and I can't
Roger
find the
Myers,
episode.
Roger Myers.
Roger, yeah. I'm I can't find the episode on Frankiac, but that's fine. I'm just like,
oh, that's
okay. Now, I'm just showing my ADD here. Now I'm going back to look at Joey Meneses and see how he's doing in spring training. See why that rat bastard Charles Logan, I mean Joey Gallo, got the starting nod.
Don't you dare say a bad thing about Joey Gallo. I'm not going to stand for that. Would you f***ing say a bad word about Joey Gallo?
Let's see here. Oh, Joey Meneses went 0-3 today. Oh, so did Joey Gallo. Big f***ing whoop.
Whoopee.
The Nationals are 12-8 in spring training. Boy, that might be as many wins as they get in the regular season, 12. Let's see here. Schedule.
They really got nobody.
They've won 6 games in a row?
What?
Well, it's spring training, but yeah, they've won 6 in a row. Let me just see if there's... Okay, Joey Gallo, 11-4. This is when? This is, I think, is like Tuesday or Wednesday. Or Monday or Tuesday. 0-3. He's batting 0... Wait. Okay, I got to get an updated number because... No. He can't be batting that bad and be named the starter. I'm sorry, Greg. You could try justifying and polishing this turd all you want.
Yes, no. I will.
Okay. At this game problem. I looked at... Whenever this game was, I think it was like I said, Monday or so, he was batting 0-59.
Huh?
That sounds like a bingo number, 0-59. And now he's batting 120 now. His slugging is 160.
That's good. 160. That's good for
him. It's good. It's still good. It's still good. Okay, where's Meneses? Oh, he's batting 278 with a slugging of 361.
Listen,
and Joey Gallo is starting at first base.
Let me just say this. You laugh now, but wait till Joey Gallo has like a 50 home run season with like 60 hits.
Wait till he starts warming up.
Yeah, he's like regular Hammer Valentine. It takes him like 15 minutes to get him warmed up.
Where did you read that Joey Gallo is the starter?
Fucking, I showed you it. Just search Joey Gallo on Google.
Joey Gallo.
Roto Baller.
Former All-Star set to serve as Washington Nationals everyday first baseman. Well, there's also an SI article. RIP in the near future, SI.
Someone's going to buy that IP. I wouldn't worry about that.
He's going to play first base rather than left field. Okay. He might also get time as the DH.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
We all know he does DHing well. Am I right?
This is almost painful.
What's up? It's almost painful.
Joey Gallo's starting.
How's that not painful? That's great.
He's batting 136 and 22 spring training at bats. Okay, yes. So if my math is so he's got 3 hits and 22 at bats this year. 3 hits,
22 at bats. That's good for him. That's
now I want to see what hits he got. I mean, were they homers or? Well, of course. What did you say? 38% of the hits he has are homers. He's just a friggin' homer machine.
He is this generation's Rob Deer.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say Adam Dunn.
Oh, yeah. No, Adam Dunn is the 2000s Dave Kingman.
Dave Kingman. I was waiting for a Dave Kingman reference. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Okay, game log. All right, let's see what he's done. Oh, that's regular season.
That's Mets legend Dave Kingman.
Mets and A's legend. Okay, they don't have his stats for spring training in terms of like, here, recent games. No, this is recent games from last year. ESPN, you can't do a damn thing right. Okay. I just want to see what his 3 f***ing hits are in spring training. Okay, I'm going to the Nationals site. All right. Okay. Nationals website. Uh, Okay. What the hell is this? I don't want video. Damn it. I just want to see a fucking box score. Okay, there we go.
I just want to see a fucking box score.
That I want to see a box score.
Okay, spring training. 25 at bats, 3 hits, 120 batting average. No home runs. Zero home runs.
Oh,
2 RBIs, 1 run scored.
1 run scored. That's great for him.
Okay, let me see if we can figure out what type of hits he has. Oh, he got a double. When did he get a double? He got a double against Boston on the 28th of February.
Oh.
And the other 2 were singles. So there you go.
That's great.
I'm not doing a Joey Gallo update this year. You could do it.
Good. And you're going to love every second of the Joey Gallo updates this year. You're going to love every second.
We're going to watch his trek from Washington down to Double A.
Oh, yeah. We could. What's the national Double A team? I'll look it up right now.
I think it's the Harrisburg, whoever, Senators.
Oh, Harrisburg. Okay. Oh, they get Rochester. I know the Rochester Red Wings were the Triple A team for the Nationals.
I thought they're the Orioles. Oh, okay.
No, they're the Nationals now.
That's great. Wait. Oh, hold on. Well, since you mentioned Rochester, I found an article about AAA promotions this year. And April 5th to the 7th, apparently they're changing their name, maybe for the eclipse. The Rochester Moon Rocks versus the Lehigh Valley Space Pigs, April 5th to 7th. An epic battle of galactic proportions. Hyperbole, perhaps. Nonetheless, the cosmic showdown taking place from April 5th to the 7th is unique. It's all part of the Red Wings eclipse-related festivities. Rochester's in the path of totality, and the team will host an apparently all-caps ballpark solar palooza on April 8th. Keep an eye out for specialty food items like solar fries, nebula nachos, and, of course, planetary garbage plate.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. What is it? Oh, I'm here, guys. I want to say something. Okay. Alan wants to say, hey, do you want to hear me sing? Because you're talking about eclipses. Do you want to hear me sing Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler?
Go for it.
Total every now and then I go to the never come around. Total every now and then I fall apart. And I do shit out of here. And I never, never be
why does he sound like the Swedish chef?
Bork, bork, bork.
I don't know what to do when I'm always in the dark. Once upon a time, I was falling in love. Now I'm only falling apart. There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart. Do 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 do.
Okay. Thank you for recording all this. I think we have a before the show, an impromptu before the show. Just taking a look at some of these other promotions. Okay. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, June 26th. Mystery Egg Roll Night.
Oh, Mystery Egg Roll Night.
Our food and beverage department is going to fry up God knows what in a ton of different egg rolls.
Oh.
And we're going to make people eat them.
Oh, good.
Oh, no.
I would love to see what's in the mystery egg roll.
Go to Jacksonville. Oh, Jamie Farr's 90th birthday celebration for the Toledo Mudhens on July 1st.
That's great.
And he's going to be there. Wait, hold on. And also, they're going to have Jamie Farr themed specialty jerseys that game.
Oh, that's terrific.
Is it going to say Klinger in the back and be shaped like a dress?
It's Jamie Farr themed. So, I mean, what else is there for Jamie Farr? There's Klinger. There's golf. There's Tony Pacos. There's the Oddball Pilot.
What about those IBM commercials with the rest of the cast of MASH?
Okay, but still, there's more to Jamie Furr than just Klinger. Oh, Sister Rose bobblehead giveaway. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see here. Razor Signs weekend. Oh my gosh. Razor Signs Indianapolis Indians legend back in the 80s and 90s.
Former Mets coach Razor Signs.
And they're giving away t-shirts and bobbleheads that weekend in Indianapolis, obviously. Now, you see, now I need to take a look at the Lake County Captains because I haven't seen their giveaways this year. Oh, hold on. Don't tell me I typed in the wrong link for Lake County Captains. It's in my bookmarks bar. Why isn't that? Okay, there we go. Let's try that. Promotional schedule. Yay. Oh, they were doing something on the field for the Eclipse, too. What the hell? Why do I see... Oh, no. There's a picture of Jimmy Butler with his Karen hair. What? Whoa. No, hold on. I need answers now. Okay, total Eclipse weekend. So, yeah, the Captains, they were doing some package for the entire weekend, basically treating the whole ballpark as a B&B where you can... stay in the suites for the Eclipse and whatnot. It was like $5,000. I'm fine. I got my Eclipse glasses, and Cleveland School's called off last week for the 8th, so I'm cool. Medieval Metal Night. This isn't your mama's Renaissance Fair.
Oh.
This almost sounds like the medieval fair that Peter Griffin went to. Except we're not going to have, like, Evil Knight voiced by Will Ferrell.
No, that would be awesome, though.
Big turkey legs eaten straight off the bone. Huh. World's largest bubble festival. Oh, this is in honor of the Cleveland Balloon Fest when they released, like, 1.6 million balloons. And it, like, just terrorized the area and, like, killed a bunch of wildlife. Yeah. Be one of the first 500 fans to grab free bubbles at the gate and join in this once-in-a-lifetime spectacle where you can bring your own bubbles. We're not Detroit night. Cleveland may not be perfect, but it's home, and it sure as is a lot nicer than Detroit.
They actually night of put that
in? Yes, it's sure as well, S blank, blank, blank. But you can see that they had the pound sign, the number sign for the H, and they had a plus sign where the T would be, and then a percentage sign for the I. So I'm going to assume that a lot nicer than Detroit. Night of a Dozen Donkeys. While this historic year marks the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby, it also marks the inaugural running of the Lake County Donkey Derby. Cheer on your favorite Cleveland celebrities and local influencers as they saddle up and race these highly underrated and majestic animals. Break out your nicest attire and your elaborate derby hats and place your bets on who will take home the gold at this highly prestigious event. I just want to see what bobbleheads they're giving away. I don't...
Oh, you don't give a...
I just want to know what bobbleheads... Even though the donkey derby sounds really fun, I just want to know what's going on. Oh, the Night of a Dozen Donkeys is April 16th, so that's a Tuesday. Let's see here. Grass Appreciation Night. But before you, okay, Chico, before you start laughing, which I don't blame you, this night is being held in appreciation of grass, regular grass, nothing else. You can see it on our field. You can find it in lawns and parks. Our groundskeeper will talk about the science behind it. Regular grass. And that's my emphasis. They have regular grass, nothing else, regular grass. We did pass marijuana laws back in November, so I don't blame Chico for thinking something else. Bald is beautiful night, Chico. The captains salute the follically challenged with a raucous tribute night, honoring those brave souls who embrace the bald life. Join us for contests like smoothest cranium and shiniest scalp as we revel in the freedom from the tyranny of shampoo. Any fans willing to ditch their hair can get a free bald cut.
Oh, God.
I get a free ball cut every day of my life.
Science is cool night. Oh, that might be fun in May. Monsters Night. Oh, Cleveland Monsters. Okay. And they're going to wear Cleveland Lumberjacks themed jerseys if you're a fan of the AHL back 30 years ago in the 90s. Let's see. Okay, the Bubble Fest. We are not Detroit Night.
We're not Detroit!
Oh, and they happen to be playing the high A affiliate of Detroit that night.
We're not Michigan Detroit! Whitecaps.
Well, that explains it.
Okay, I can only imagine what's going to happen that day. Oh, and kind of weirdly enough, what's happening on the day after We Are Not Detroit Night?
What's
Mental that? Health Awareness Day.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can't even make that up. Dental Appreciation Night. Oh, good.
Oh, Dental Appreciation Night.
I wonder if my uncle's going to be there since he has a dental practice like 4 miles from the ballpark. Northeast Ohio Wrestling Night, Skipper's Revenge. Can you smell what Skipper is cooking? Skipper is the mascot, by the way. Can you smell what Skipper's cooking? It's a dish of revenge served cold. Horatio, who's another mascot that just joined last year, may have taken the belt in 2023, but Skipper is looking for redemption. Captains fans, get ready for a ringside seat to the ultimate showdown in the squared circle.
Ooh, brother.
I don't see any bobbleheads thus far. Random Jersey Night. Random Jersey Night is when you just pull out like a random jersey out of your closet and wear it to the game. Those are typically fun. Ooh, Hungarian Heritage Night. I hope they have like chicken paprikash or goulash there. I love a good goulash and chicken paprikash. Pride Night, Independence Day Extravaganza. 1984 Night on July 5th. Bo Naylor bobblehead giveaway. Oh, hold on. Found it. Bo Naylor bobblehead giveaway.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's... Oh, you don't know how much I love Bo Naylor. Oh, yes. I love it.
A little bit of Bo Naylor.
Hey, watch how you said that. You almost made it sound like Bone Naylor. No! I don't want him boning me, Dad. Let's see here. Women in Sports Night. Okay, that looks like it's sort of a precursor to the Olympics, August 2nd. Beloit Skycarp, that must be a new team to the league. Okay.
They've been around for like 2 years or so.
Oh, I know they've been around, but I think they're new to the Midwest League. Oh, okay. I've never seen them play the Captains before. Captains Beer Fest featuring Mascot Olympics. Not Olympic mascots, Mascot Olympics.
Mascot Olympics.
Yeah, so I'm sure they're going to get maybe Sir Cece. You never know. Let's see here. Oh, here we go. Here's why I mentioned Jimmy Butler with the haircut. August 15th, Karen Night. No, we will not let you speak to the manager. The line starts behind that guy, not by storming up to the desk. Come celebrate all things Karen at the inaugural Karen at Classic Auto Group Park. Those complaining will be immediately escorted to the parking lot. No, we aren't filming you. Oh, my gosh. 90s Night. Okay.
That's like oh, my gosh, you guys.
Oh, Cleveland Sports History Day. That's Sunday, August 18th. So, there's not going to be details for that for months. Wait, Cedar Rapids Colonel. They must have added some teams. I don't remember playing Cedar Rapids Colonels. Jewish Heritage Night, August 29th. The Dude Night.
Oh, the Dude Night.
So apparently they're doing a Big Lebowski thing.
Yeah, that's right. Big Lebowski, baby.
And that's, what, the third to last game of the season in terms of home games, August 30th. So I guess I'm going to have to fight for a Bo Naylor bobblehead because Bo Naylor, I'm sorry. He's one of the few Guardians that I'm like really like treasuring right now. I pulled out a short print out of, I think it was Heritage second series last year. It's like a $20, $25 card, but I'm sitting on that. And then I pulled out a rookie card out of Inception out of like 50. Yeah, those are not going anywhere. I love me some Bo Naylor, especially if he's just like half as exciting as his brother. Hey, it's 9:05. Do you want to start an episode?
All right, folks, that's going to do it for this episode of It Was the Thing on TV Presents, and we'll be back with that new episode for you right here on Podbean tomorrow. Row!
Away. Away. I just wanted Staines to know that he had to back away from the plate of cupcakes, so I held it in front of him, which was so awful and so tempting for the poor dog. But then when he either took his head away or he sat right down, I said away. Away. So he got to know that the word away meant that he had to back away from it.